Okay, Mr. Joe, you're the president of Kelowna Coast Province Club, is that correct?
Yeah, she is. She's here.
Perfect. Well, Joe, we have an idea for you that will guarantee up to 40% of your members' accommodation and travel. It's Ethan here with Australian Scapes. We've been discounting resorts and travel since 2001 for our members. The idea is to give you the same benefit to Provis members, saving you up to 40% of your upcoming trips. And today, my purpose calling is just to get you to answer a few questions about your club's travel plan so we can send you relevant information. Is that okay? I'll be very quick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, perfect. Mr. Joe, as you know, we are about affordability and simplicity. The idea is to save you up to 40% off way trips and travel and day tours you do as a group and as an individual, and to make it much easier and less time-consuming for you to decide between available options. We're setting up Provis Travel Club, which is recognized by your head office. You can verify this information with Monica from marketing. Did you receive any introduction email from us by any chance?
Actually, I'm not sure, to be honest. Our club's only a very small club, and we don't have, most of our members are pensioners, so we don't actually go on or have them doing lots of tours or anything like that.
You guys don't do you guys maybe do anything short trip, a day trip, or?
Yeah, we do a couple of day trips here and there, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Well, our purpose, as I said, to give Provis member access to more affordable trip option. For example, we offer up to 40 to 60% of your of other travel companies that offer, such as Trade Travel as well. If you don't mind, these are some of the survey-style questions I would like to ask you. And would you mind if I record this call for training purpose?
No, that's fine.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Joe. As you mentioned, you guys do short trips. You guys don't do any long trips. Looking at this year, do you guys have any trips planned out yet for this year?
No, not yet, no.
No, not yet. Are you guys maybe considering in planning, maybe sometime?
Well, that will happen in the near future.
Oh, perfect. And you mentioned you have club members of 16. I'm sorry, was that it?
Sorry, I missed that.
The club members, approximately how many members do you have in your club at the moment?
28.
Okay. And have you, when was the last time you guys went to the day trip? When was that? Where was it?
We actually went up to, we actually hired a bus, which is one of the few times we've been able to do it. And we went up to Mullaney and to, up into the hinterland anyway, Sunshine Coast.
Up in Sunshine Coast? Oh, okay. And at what stage do you usually plan your trips, or plan those trips? Do you talk to members, get quotes, or...
We do get together with the members and work out what they would like, and from there we work around to what we could do. Most of the time we have to just carpool because we don't have enough people interested.
Okay, and what places have the members already indicated interest in visiting? Maybe for future, you have any places in mind?
We're actually thinking of, there's a macadamia farm in Gympie.
Okay.
Or just Gympie. And there's a day trip to a strawberry farm as well.
Okay.
So there's a few different things that they're interested in.
Oh, okay.
And going to, what's the name of the place? The Brolga Theatre in Maryborough for a morning melody.
Morning Melody, perfect. Some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future, this definitely includes short-range trips. As you mentioned, you guys only do day trips. Well, this could be self-guided trips via bus or train transportation with great value of accommodation. and at least one or two group dinners. This type of trips can be done for up to 40 to 60% less than trade travel tours, saving you lots of money. This is a more of an independent style of trip. So in your opinion, do you feel that some of the members might be more open to doing smaller trips if they're very much affordable in the future?
Yes, I would think so, yeah.
Oh, perfect. And we want to suggest new and interesting places, if possible, places you haven't visited. So those are the mentioned, the places you've mentioned, those are the only ones, or do you have any other places in mind?
Sorry, I missed that.
You mentioned in the past few years, where you guys have visited? In the past years. Do you have any places you visited in the past? Can name?
Yeah, we went on the, we've been a lot of different places, been to Gomborium, and a farm out near Gomborium. I had a game stay there.
Okay.
What else did we do? Yeah, off the top of the head, it's hard to remember.
No, I could totally understand that. Well, okay.
And we've gone to a place called Silky Oaks, which is a little tea room thing.
Hmm. Oh, all right.
They've mainly just been very short trips.
Very short trips. I totally understood. Well, our research with Probus in regard to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what the members want. How do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Give them a questionnaire.
Go through a questionnaire? Perfect.
Yeah, I picked them up.
Okay.
From there.
Oh, no, that works as well. Working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more flexible and independent. Have you ever done a professional email survey of members to find out more what type of trip they're interested in doing, either for travel style, budget, and so on?
No.
Okay. Well, Joe, just want to point this out. Email survey is an extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process. And the advantage to you is definitely it's an easy way to get accurate input to help you plan out those trips. And the real value to you is, of course, it makes the whole process a lot easier and a lot less time consuming for you. They're generally done anonymously. The survey is approved by you and in advance, and you send it, we just collate the response and guarantee a report for you. We don't actually see any names or any other personal information. So in your opinion, do you feel that any email survey might be advantage to you?
I would say probably not.
Probably not, okay. Well, from what you've already know about your members in regard of travel, so on a scale 1 to 10, being the 10 being the highest, how important do you feel about affordability on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
Can you say that one again?
Yeah, definitely. On a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what do you feel is most important? Affordability, is it most important or less important?
Affordability is number one.
Very highest. Highest would be number 10.
Yeah, and that's what we really have to work around.
Oh, definitely. We actually could offer you guys 40 to 60% off any travel packages. For value for money, so I believe that will be very important as well. And flexible travel option to suit your different budgets on a scale to 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what would you rate it?
Yeah, we've got a little granddaughter here.
Okay.
She really is wanting my attention. Sorry, I'm being distracted here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Jo. I'll make it very quick. So flexible travel options suits a different budget. I believe that is very important to you as well.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, perfect. And are there any factors that is important to you or maybe to your member that you could mention? Are there any?
Well, we've got a number of our members are quite elderly, so we've got, say, of all our numbers, we've got about 12 at least who are over 80.
12.
They're quite restricted in what they can do.
Okay. All right. Some clubs have one or more committee members who look after tours and travel. Do you have anyone that's helping you with the a travel coordinator. I have Miss Judy Kittle that are listed as a travel coordinator. Is she still in charge?
No. That's well down the track.
Okay. So who would be the best person to contact regarding maybe travel plans? Would it be you or someone else?
No, actually, it would be, what do you call it? It'd be Arthur Lego.
Arthur, by any chance, would you happen to have his email or phone number, maybe for future reference?
I don't just at the moment. I can't
okay.
get it.
All right, no problem. Do you mind sharing your email so maybe you could send you a proposal through mail?
Sorry, missed that.
Do you have an email address that maybe we could contact you through email? Get.
Yep. That'd be great. Yeah. So it's Josie.
Is J O.
S I E.
S I E.
Yeah, and Said, S-A-I-D, or one word.
S-A-I-D.
At gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Well, let me repeat this one more time. J-O-S-I-E-S-A-I-D at gmail.com.
Yeah, and it's S for Sam.
Yeah, S for Sam, A for Apple, I for identification, D for dog.
That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. Well, in your opinion, Joe, what do you feel you or your travel organizers need to help you with the most? Learning about what members want, need help with everything, save time, compare different options. How can we be your assistant?
Okay. Looking at... places around. One of our problems out here is
mm-hmm.
we're at Pinkham Bay, so we're about 60 k's out of Gympie.
Okay.
And 70 k's out of Maryborough.
Okay.
And it means that to go anywhere, well, we've got to factor that into the fact that we've got to get into Gympie first before we can go anywhere else.
Oh, okay, right.
And that adds like an hour's travel on to, and that's why a lot of them are not all that keen to go to too many places.
Okay, so the transportation and the travel route will be one of the things you guys need assistance with from the travel agency.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. We'll definitely be able to help you with that. This is the last question. Would like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save your members up to 40% or more of any type of domestic or international travel, making it a lot more affordable. I know that Provis has been dealing with trade travelers for years. Are you open to shopping around and talking to other companies such as us? Would that
no,
be okay?
No.
No, may I ask the reason why you feel that way?
Sorry, I missed that.
Okay. The question was, would you be open to maybe discussing with other companies regarding travel plans?
Not really, because we usually just manage it ourselves.
Oh, well, you know, managing yourself, definitely. You know, we are a Provis Club. We're the biggest club in Australia for travel, and we're the first club. We could offer you and your members up to 40 to 60% of the retail price, what already Trade Travel is offering or other companies are offering. If you don't mind, I would definitely like to send you email, send you a proposal regarding trip plans, and you could compare as well yourself. So if you don't mind, would you be open to us sending you an email regarding the future travel plans as a proposal, maybe for you to consider? Would that be okay?
Yep, that would be great.
Perfect. Thank you, Joe. This completes our survey. After this call, I'll send you an information package, some information by email that introduces Australian Scapes. We are the first and the biggest club in Australia, as I've mentioned, and we're giving each Provis Club special two-year free trial so you can access the discounts and try us out, because it does pay to shop around. And this is actually quite a significant step for Provis Club, because it means you're getting everything, free access to a wholesale travel plans and a wide ranges of options. We'll definitely stay an update, follow up with you in a different time and date, and I'll go ahead and send you that introduction email shortly. Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.